We are so excited that our podcast is sponsored by one of our favorites. What do we call them, baby?
Plates.
Yes, that's Every Plate. Hoping to budget your food expenses this holiday season? Get more bang for your bite with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Every Plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping with no hidden fees, so you can add more items to your cart for delicious holiday meals. Plus, only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. Crossing off your to-do list ahead of the holiday season? Get Every Plate and take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in six simple steps. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time resting and relaxing over the holidays. We love Every Plate in the Tanksley household. There are a couple of reasons why. One, I know my kids are getting fresh vegetables and produce because you actually looking at it. It comes in a box for you to see everything you have. I'm talking about peppers, onions, carrots, tomatoes, all the things that I want in my children's belly. Two, they make the planning the meal super simple because they plan the meal. They give you a recipe card with simple steps to follow. I'm actually able to have my kids help me do the meals together. And three, the meals are actually delicious. Ain't nobody got time to spend money on things they don't want to eat. That's not what we're doing with Every Plate. And don't nobody have time to spend money on food that they're going to waste.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Enjoy wholesome, filling meals with loved ones this holiday with family style. Every Plate's new selection of hearty recipes featuring a protein-packed main dish in not one, but two scrumptious sides. The more, the merrier. So this is what we want you to do. Get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
That's up to a $110 value. That's Every Plate, America's best value meal kit. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley. I'm the wife to this man. I'm also known as Angel Akita Moore, the actress that you see on all your favorite networks and TV shows and movies. But I'm also known as the rapper, the content creator, the influencer, the CEO of Mama Likes, that chick Angel. Y'all better be glad I'm losing my voice because I would have more for you. And this podcast is hosted by also this sexy man in yellow. Come on, you looking like eggs and bacon in the morning. I want to eat up. Tell them who you are, baby.
I am the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Give me a second. Hey, y'all. If this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast me and my beautiful wife do every single goddamn week. And we pretty much talk about anything we want to. A lot of it, you know, it caters to the audience, which is you. But sometimes it just caters to whatever the hell we feel like talking about. And we are joined every week. And a lot of times we cater to our immediate family. That immediate family is watching us right now, live. We talked to them before the show actually pressed record and seeing what you see. And then we call that immediate family because we call them immediate family because we feel like we're a little closer. Mm-hmm. And that immediate family is on our Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month, and you can be a part of that immediate family. You can watch, you get 5 podcasts live recording with that. You get a bonus episode with us on Fridays. You get extra content on Wednesday between me and Angel with that. You get a lot of goodness with that. That $5 goes a long way.
Yeah, do.
And, you know, we trying to give it more. We coming up. Look, these holiday seasons, we got events happening with Patreon. All right. We do stuff. They see stuff that we doing in the house and all that goodness. Anyway, go on over and do that. We are also joined by some wonderful sponsors.
Yes, we are. You already heard about Every Plate, also known as
Plates.
Come on. Yeah, be on it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be hearing about BetterHelp, Earning, Next Evo, and Uncommon Goods later on in the podcast. And as we tell our listeners all the time, if there is a service or a product that we tell y'all about, and you'd be like, oh my God, I was actually saying to my mama, I needed to start therapy. Oh, you know what? I was trying to find a way to save money. I just need a thing to help me with that. We're just asking you, use our URL. Let the company know that we sent you, because that lets them know that they partner with the right podcast. So we're not actually asking you to spend money that you weren't already thinking about spending. We're just saying, if you thought about spend it using our URL code. It helps out this podcast. It helps us be able to afford to edit, to Absolutely. Light it, all the good things. So thank y'all in advance.
We appreciate it.
So let's start off with In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
In My Feelings is a segment that we've been doing the longest on this podcast. It's where we tell what's got us feeling some type of way during the week and what's got us feeling great. You want me to kick it off or you got it?
Go ahead and kick it off.
What's got me feeling good is that I had a really great weekend with my husband. Saturday was a dream.
Saturday was a good time.
It was a great time. On Saturday, while we had a little bit of hustle and bustle in the morning, I had a whole curly convention that I forgot about that I went to last minute. Came back. I did something else. I don't remember what I did in between that time. Oh, I had sound check. I had sound check for a concert I was performing at for Snowda Products last tour date in L.A., then had my makeup done. We got dressed for the Private School Village sneaker soiree, which was in Hollywood.
I was going to say what I call it.
What you call it?
You know, because I can never remember the name.
Yeah, what do you call it? Oh, Marcus calls it Black Folk with Kids in Private School.
That ain't what I call it.
But y'all know what he said. And
that's exactly what it is.
Girl, ain't nobody talking to you, Siri. Shut up, all that noise. I also, so what was great, and I knew the Lord was going to make it work. We'd already bought these tickets to this daggone ball, and I was the soiree. I'm going to that soiree. Them tickets weren't cheap. And I was like, but I also want to perform, right? Because I'm a rapper. The event venue and where I was rapping at were less than a mile apart.
Yeah.
It was a 4-minute drive from the from where we partied at to the venue. So we were able to do both.
Yeah.
It was dope. We
were at one, went to the other, and then went back.
And it was, first of all, Snowda Products audience is amazing. It was the first time I've been able to perform that song live and have the full energy that I wanted.
Yeah.
Like them, like you could hear them. And anytime I would sit there and shake my big old quinceañera dress, but they would be like, ah!
Yeah.
I felt like the rapper that I want to be. And what I mean by that it was like low stress, dip in, give the audience what they want. I had no nerves at all. I drank tequila on stage.
It didn't even seem like beforehand or none of that. You was like, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
It was such a great experience having my husband with me. Like, that just is the icing on the cake. I'm under a management company for music, and luckily it's a friend of mine who I've known for as long as I've known the twins, actually. And he runs a tight ship. And so the guy that works with him that does all of the performances, he handles all the logistics. He is what I have needed. Like, he's there 30 minutes before I get there. I don't have to figure out.
No, it feel like he was part of Snowda Products. I've been calling her Snowda.
Oh.
Prada.
Snowda Products.
Yeah. Because I was like, Snowda, I thought he was part of their team. Mm-mm. That's how in tune he was with everything going on.
Yeah, no. He got there 30 minutes before I got there for the sound check. He got there. He made sure my rider was together. I asked for water and gum. He's like, I added fruit. So we had fruit backstage.
Fruit, vegetables, yes. Two things of fruit.
There was
some trail mix.
Yes. It was great. And I had on this big old quinceañera type dress that most of y'all voted on. Some of y'all don't listen. I said the damn sequins cut up my arm. And y'all were like, go with the sequins dress. I was like, y'all don't care if I'm in pain or not.
Bleeding all down your forearms.
I was like, what? But yeah, it was just like when I told my therapist how I envisioned what I want my music career to look like, that was very similar last night. I mean, outside of, you know, it wasn't like I was headlining or anything like that, but it was just like smooth. Like the team was just top notch. It was nothing hectic. I didn't feel unsafe. It just was, it was great. And the girls had their booty cheeks out on stage.
They did. No, they didn't have, they had ass cheeks out.
Yeah, their butts
them,
was
them
out.
Them asses was working.
How was it for you, real quick?
I'm going to talk to with my in my feelings.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm not going to step on your toes for your what I thought might be your in your feelings. But then I got to perform my song at Sneaker Ball. So that was great.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That was, did not expect that.
I was like, okay, shoot, let's go. I was like, give me the mic. But go ahead.
So yeah, no, was this got me feeling good too. Was this specifically this weekend? So like Angel said, went to the concert. I'll talk about mine because I'll also talk about it. So going there with Angel, like it was just I was, you know, doing my role, what I do of, you know, all right, we at this event, we going to this performance. I just want to talk about the performance real quick. So they were like, I think you, did you ask where can I stand in the sun? I was ready to just go to the crowd and stand in the crowd like in front of the stage if I could to record Angel's performance. But they had like a special slot for me on the side. This is how welcoming Snow the Product's audience is. As I'm standing there as Angel's coming out, I see people pointing and waving at me. I was just like, I don't be expecting. Like, look, this is the song. This is Snow's audience. I was ready to go down there with people and just record. Like, all right, I got the footage. Let me go on back. There was a couple people I saw him waving. I was like, hey, it's like, oh, y'all recognize me. What's even dope about that is Sunday morning, I woke up to a text with a good friend I used to work with. And she said, she's like, my friends are losing their mind that they got to see your wife live. I don't know when or where, but this is a big deal in our group chat right now. They're losing it. And I was like, that was actually last night. I said, I was over on the side recording.
Yes. I realized something I said wrong. I definitely got the energy I needed when we were on tour performing the song.
Oh.
I just said I've never performed it and got the energy that
I
needed.
But purposefully that specific thing. Our tour had nothing to do with the song. That just happened to happen.
Yes.
Angel being on our podcast tour had nothing to do with the song. It just happened. But going there specifically to perform that song was the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
She got that energy.
Yeah.
And then, so then this party that we went to was a Sneaker Ball, like she said, for the
private
people that got,
village.
Yeah, private school village. So it's a Sneaker Ball every year. There's always some type of theme, but the main focus is the shoes, the sneakers that people got on. I feel like I should have won last year.
I don't remember what you had on last year.
I had on the Iridescent.
The other red bottom.
Yeah. But your boy won. All right, I got the trophy.
He did.
Came in first. These shoes, I saw these shoes. This was last, was it last year?
No, this
last
year.
Christmas?
No, it was
my
this
birthday?
Year.
Around my birthday? Okay, around my birthday. I'm walking through the mall and I see these shoes and I just, like, I was around. I was like, these are dope. And I sent a picture to him to Angel. I was like, these shoes are fire. I didn't actually want them or anything. I was just like, I would never. She was like, I think you was like, just get them. I was like, no. I said, I would never have a reason to wear these. They just fire. Like, they're dope. It's like they velvet or like a crushed velvet, and they got like metal leaf flakes on them. Gold metal flakes, leaves on them. Yeah, metallic leaves on them. I'm like, they just fire. This is dope. Like, I don't even know what you would wear with this. Like, there ain't no outfit I could throw together to make these even look right. Lo and behold, that was in January. So we go into this ball, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna wear. Angel's just like, oh, you could wear the burgundy shoes that you got. Purple. At the time, I didn't know it was a prom theme, like formal. I was like, oh, perfect. She was like, yeah, you can just throw on a tux. Bet, my work is done.
Yeah.
And then while we were there, really didn't pay any attention. There was two ladies. I think they were judges. They were just like, did you go take pictures? or whatever of your shoes. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I think there was a. They was like, no, you need to make sure that you enter. I said, no, I did. They were like, good, good. I was like, oh, I thought think those was judges. Then this other guy came up to me, a white guy. He was just like, did you enter? Did you enter the sneaker contest? Did you get pictures? I was like, yeah. He was like, no, your shoes don't show up very well because I checked. What's your name? So I told him or whatever. I said, it's me and my wife. We took our pictures together. Whatever. He was like, yeah, I don't think your shoes show up as good or whatever. So I went back to take a separate picture or whatever. And then I put that picture beside me and Angel's.
Shirley said, insert picture here. So we got to make sure we send a picture of the shoes.
I'll do that. I'll put it in Patreon. So anyway, I went back. And then so later on, this was before we actually left. Mm-hmm. Then we go to the thing. Then we come back. And I'm out there just to talk, and I was standing talking. I don't know what I was doing.
You were out there with the girls after we tried to do the 360 camera.
Oh yeah, because we had
I can't wait till we get to that.
We had a friend we had to babysit. Anyway, we out there talking. They was like, they calling y'all's name.
I had already ran in. I was so done with the group that I was with. I had already ran in. When I hear Tanksley, I stand at attention.
I didn't hear Tanksley at all. And I was like, for what? I was like, did I double park? It's
like, you didn't even drive.
I know. I was like, I did something wrong. They saw some of them things that they auctioned that I stole. But yeah, ended up getting best overall theme. And there was somebody else that was best theme
most
shoe.
Creator.
Most creative, which he designed and drew his shoes. He painted them himself. And then there was another lady that came in third. She had like the sparkly Jordans on.
Oh, okay.
They were fire too. But yeah, y'all ended up winning. I came home with the trophy.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. All right. So we are at the end of the year, mm-hmm. right? And I know I look forward to the holidays, but sometimes I can get kind of blue about, like, not just the thinking of getting older, but also about anything I didn't accomplish that I wanted to accomplish in the year. Mm-hmm. Like looking, especially when it comes to weight loss goals, I'm like, another year not doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. So I actually, when I was talking to my therapist mm-hmm. last week, he said to me, you have a mental load that is extremely heavy. Mm-hmm. And I would have never thought that. That's just how I'd just be living my life.
Listen, this time of the year can be a lot, and it's natural to feel some sadness or anxiety about it. But adding something new and positive to your life can counteract a lot of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all the stress and change. Something to look forward to make you feel grounded and to give you tools to manage everything going on. Why don't you tell the audience how you've benefited from therapy so far?
I think introducing a therapist just in general to any part of your life is a help. I tell people all the time, I learned more about myself because Angel was in therapy. and that's when I realized I needed to go to therapy. It has definitely helped me navigate things that I was going through. A lot of y'all know I had COVID, and then I had the flu and got really sick after that. And then I felt another third illness coming on right after that mm-hmm. or whatever. And that, you know, after going to the doctors and everything and them giving me what I needed, but that still took a mental toll on me mm-hmm. that was heavy.
Yeah.
And luckily I've been talking to a therapist. So I was unloading, and that was just unlocking other stuff in my mind that is sets on a back burner that I don't pay attention to, but it's getting attention from somewhere in my mind. Mm-hmm. So talking to somebody is like truly helped me through those things.
So listen, if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. What's wonderful about it, and what I love about it, is that it's completely done online. So what that does, it makes it a lot more flexible for you. You can do it wherever you are. You don't have to be inside of a traditional office. You can literally be sitting inside of your car or in your garage if you needed to. And it's suited to fit your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and then they'll pair you with a licensed therapist. And if you and that therapist aren't vibing, you can switch therapists at any time with no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay, what had me feeling some type of way? This is just random. So, listen, we had a good time. So, it does not detract from that. We, of course, had some drinks because we weren't driving. We had a driver. We hired a driver for the entire evening because I didn't want to have to worry about finding an Uber to get to the venue. I just wanted to be able to have fun. I also knew, okay, I can't get too lit because I got to be able to perform on stage. I don't want to be over there twerking and then all of a sudden throw up. So we, you know, at like most events, because this is what's popular, there's a 360 camera that like swings around you. Now, I made sure I did it when I first got there. Me and Marcus both did because I don't like to wait in the lines. Well, towards the end, the group of women that I know I'm close to, they're like, let's do it. Now, mind you, there's only two of us are thin, and I'm not one of those two.
There were how many of you? It was four or five of y'all.
It was five. So there are three of us that are thick.
There was a lot of thigh and ass standing on this little bitty platform.
But before that even starts, my very intoxicated friend, I'm like, just stay over there with Marcus. Like, you don't got to do this.
I didn't know you told her that.
So she's on the other side of the like rope that's keeping people from running into the platform. The thing has started. We're grooving. The thing goes around once. It's on its way around the second time. And as I'm like following the camera and I'm looking to the other side to like catch it, I now see my friend standing on the inside of the rope where the camera's about
camera's
to
on its
smack
way.
Her into the side of the head. I said, you can't stand there. She was like, uh-oh. I was like, Marcus, what are you doing? He's like, I didn't know it had started. I was like, it's on a second time around.
I wasn't paying no attention to what Angel and them were doing. She decided she wanted to get there, so she was offloading this bag, her purse, this fur that she had. I was just like, all right, here, just get. I'm not paying attention to what they're doing. I'm thinking her and Angel are still communicating.
Then we try to do it again, and I know the guy operating this is so tired of us because he's like, who the hell stands where the moving arm
right,
is?
This obvious, this arm swinging. If it was a heavy piece of machinery, she would have been dead, cut in half.
So then we do it again, and I'm like, all right, we did it. One of the girls, no, I fell off.
She literally... It went around the first time. Second time coming around, she falls forward off the platform.
And I was like, maybe it didn't catch it. If we watch the footage, it's in a slow fall. I was like,
because the thing, it like does regular motion and then like it slows down. Yes. Does like she was falling during the slow motion.
Oh, it made me so mad. So I tell the guy, I said, we're going to do it one more time. And that's it. He was like, okay, and we did it. And I was like, that's going to have to be good enough. I don't care. That's why I heard our name being called. I heard Mr. and Mrs. Tanksley. I was like, oh, bye. And then when, and now when Marcus finally runs in there, he then gave me the bags in Lauren's fur. You don't recall? You gave me her
first.
Oh,
yeah,
first,
dude.
So.
Yeah.
So now.
Because they were calling me by the time I got in there.
But then they start playing my song after he gets his award. So now I'm rapping with somebody's fur, my friend's fur.
And in a concierge dress.
And I'm trying to hand it off. And she's recording drunk as hell. I'm like, and she's like, I'm like, take the fur. It was
a little chaotic. It was funny though.
Was this vlog for us to see? My clutch could not fit my camera, so I just said.
Yeah, no, that would have been a lot. By the time we get trying to get content, anytime you're getting content, adding a vlogging camera to that,
you'll get some footage of some of the stuff on Instagram, but not on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, but that pissed me off. I said, oh, and this is another little piece that pissed me off. I say to the driver, we get there at 8:09. I have to be at the venue by 9 to perform. So we get to the ball at 8:09. Before we get out the car, I said, so if I have to be over at the venue by 9, what time should I meet you out here? He said 8:45. I said, okay, 8:45. Everybody who was in the car with me heard me talking to the driver. We get in, we start schmoozing with people talking. Hi, hello, y'all. My child goes to the school. My child is, oh, it's okay. 8:40. I look at my girlfriend. I said, where's the restroom? Because she went. She said, back that way. I said, okay. It's not even 8:40 yet. I go use the restroom, wash my hands, and then I look at the thing at the phone. It says 8:40. I was like, perfect. Let me find my husband so we can walk outside. I can't find this man. I don't know where he's at. The man who's an introvert, again, he didn't have something to drink, so now he's that guy, Marcus.
I'm just talking.
He's that guy, Marcus. I can't find him, nor can I find my homegirl. So by the time I find Marcus, it's 8:47. I was supposed to be at the curb by 8:45.
And the driver was supposed to go ahead. Why didn't you start with our list? Go ahead.
Anyways, I text my homegirl so she doesn't look for us. Yo, I'm leave. We're gone. I'm headed to the venue. I wanted to go. You didn't tell me.
No, that would have been too much anyway.
8:45 was when I was supposed to be at the curb. But instead of being at the curb, I'm hunting for people.
Let me tell you the mistake Angel made doing all this hunting for people in a loud ass party with hundreds of people. I'm sure. I am 1,000% sure Angel's phone was in her hand. She could have stood at the curb and called me instead of running around looking for me, saying, hey, meet me out here at the curb. The driver's here. But guess what? Guess what, y'all? Driver wasn't at the curb yet. We standing out front waiting on him. So why the hell didn't you make sure at least he was ready to pull off? Or why wasn't he at least already at the curb? It would have been as simple.
But you don't see.
Hey, come on.
What is your responsibility in this? I'll say that I should
record
just...
you. No. That's what I do. Record you. There we go.
Without the fault,
I'm
I
recording.
Will take,
yeah,
see,
booty cheeks, booty cheeks, Angel, twerk.
Is that I should have just not gave two shits about y'all and been at the curb calling the driver?
Yeah, at 8:50.
No, what you mean at 8:50?
He wasn't there anyway.
No, because he said, "Text me when you get out to the curb." That's what he said to me.
Oh, so you can text him.
What I'm saying, so you still not going to?
I don't know. I'm not. No, you could have just called.
No, why do
instead
I,
of
no,
getting
what,
instead
no,
of
no, no,
instead
no.
of what, getting instead of getting worked up?
No, Marcus, I can't.
Did you
see
go
out
to the curb? Did
Marcus,
you know if I was
you,
at the curb or not?
Can you listen to me real quick? Yes, I could see out to the curb.
You can see through that curb, through all of that stuff. You can see through the curb.
I didn't walk all the way
this
out.
Nigga got phenomenal. That LASIK done wonders.
Marcus, I walked outside. I didn't walk all the way to the curb, so you can't see how you could have just been out there at the time that the driver said to be out there.
Angel walked through this party.
You can't admit
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, I can admit that.
All right. Angel walked
through this party getting herself worked up and angry and frustrated when all she had to do, don't know, ain't,
I,
don't, it
I'm
ain't
not
a person.
Doing, I'm not
there's
doing
not,
anything
there's telemarketers
next time.
That are on the phone less than Angel.
I'm not doing
okay?
anything next time. I
all
just
she,
want you
all
to know,
she had to do was
once
call.
Everybody, I, once
your
everybody
frustration
knows,
is your fault.
I didn't, listen, all I'm saying is
your fault.
No, from now on. You won't get a call or text.
Come on. Like, my phone is in my... Your phone is in
if
your hand.
If your phone is in your hand, can you not see the time?
No, I wasn't looking at the time. I was talking.
Exactly. So next time, I will do nothing. I will make sure my grown ass is where I'm supposed to be.
There you go.
If you don't make sure your grown ass, I don't
there
want
you
to
go.
Have a problem.
Fine. And guess what? Then she would have been mad because she ain't got no footage because Anissa or Mama didn't make it to the performance. Then she would have been extra mad.
I
would like,
have footage. I would have had footage. My team would have recorded.
Oh, my God.
My team would have
Somebody
recorded.
Was supposed to be there to record. Simple.
See.
Dot,
I don't see.
Dot.
Did you see? This is the accountability he does not have yet.
Call the husband. I'm out at the curb. We about to pull off.
It. He is my husband,
before
my
she
child.
Pressed in, I would have been closing the door and sitting beside her.
He is my husband, not my child. And that's what... This is, my girlfriend said the same thing. Why didn't you get me? I am the one performing. Why am I hunting down people?
Exactly. Why are you hunting down people? Why didn't you just make a phone call?
No. This, see, you let that
Simple
go.
Simple as that.
Let
no.
That
you let it go.
I'm saying what my frustration is. That's not going to fix the frustration.
All right.
If I had to call you, I'd still be pissed.
Okay. That's fine.
Do you not see how, if it's something that you're
Do
doing.
Do you not see how? Do you not see how a simple phone call would have just fixed
it? No, that would not have fixed it.
Okay, you just going to be frustrated because I wasn't standing at the curb at 8:45.
How do you not
see? Okay.
No, for
That's
real.
Fine.
How do you not see?
I get it. I understand.
No, it doesn't sound like it because you're cutting me off. Do you not see that if we have a plan at the top of I'm leaving at 8:45, that other grown people should be able to get themselves where they're supposed to be without reminders?
I do. This is coming from the person that we were waiting 45 minutes on to even leave the house.
Absolutely.
After the driver was there.
Yeah.
After the driver was there, we out front as usual. I'm waiting with him.
Absolutely.
We waiting with our friend and waiting on Angel.
He wouldn't even.
Now, let me been upstairs. Let me not been ready by the time Angel was walking out the door. If I was right behind her, that would have been a problem. You know I got stuff to do tonight. You ready?
You got to do gotta your feelings.
That's got me in my feelings now. Hypocrites.
I don't.
Moving on.
See how that's. You could have been mad at me for being late at the beginning, and I would have understood. There's a difference.
Let's move on.
No.
All right, we can stay here.
I want to know how y'all feel, Patreon and the thing. If you understand where I'm coming from, or if you feel like I should have called, then my duty for the night was I should have called or texted my husband and my friend. I would love to know. Oh, look at that eye roll.
What an eye roll?
Oh, it was the attitude.
Okay. I ain't got no attitude.
Oh, it's coming through.
That's the first thing she said. Oh, my God, I've been looking for you. We got to go. I'm like, why didn't you just call me?
I'm missing. I don't understand.
Because you could have called me at 8:45. And we would have been at the curb still waiting.
I don't understand. That's the part that I still feel like you're missing.
I'm not missing that point.
Then why are you skipping it?
However, if we needed to be in the car at 8:45, why waste more time looking for me when you can just make a phone call?
I understand that the building's
already on fire. But why stand and watch it burn when you can just start putting it out?
What I'm saying is what you're saying is not going to fix the problem.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get it.
There's not a problem anymore. Calm your nerves. Don't be, hold on. Who said they was anxiety? Oh, Tiffany, you always got high anxiety. You be all right.
but no, for real.
I understand, babe. Yes.
Okay. So why do you keep going to a point that doesn't fix the problem? I'm dead serious. For real. Are you answering me?
Because that's my point. That's the point I'm going to stick to.
No, I'm saying, if I'm saying the problem is, because you were like, if you texted, you wouldn't have been angry. And I'm like, actually, no, I still would have, because I shouldn't have to be responsible.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
We're just going to leave it at that. No, nothing.
That lets me know you don't get the point.
I do get it.
What were you going to say?
It don't matter. I'm saying nothing. It don't matter. That's your point. That's the point. What I was about to say does not matter, because that's the point that's made.
Let me tell you why it does matter.
Why does it matter, Angel?
Because this is not going to be the last performance, the last time. So I want us to have an understanding of the expectations that you have for me and I have for you.
All right.
Why are you doing that? That's why I said I want to hear your point.
That point doesn't matter. If I'm telling you that point doesn't matter, then why can't you just accept that?
Because apparently it was a point that you wanted to make.
I don't want to make it now, so I'm not going to make it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I see. And then when I start leaving folk, then everybody.
You ain't going to leave nobody because you're rarely ready.
Oh, well, I was still ready before.
You could have left then.
I know, and y'all would have been mad. Why didn't you text? Why didn't you call? Why didn't you look?
Next time, leave.
Oh, I am. That's the point I just made. And the other point I'm going to make is that today's episode is sponsored by Earnin. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid to your next paycheck. Let me tell you why I truly believe Earnin can really help put you on the right track to getting your finances where you want to. The fact of the matter is life don't always happen on the same routine that we want it to happen. Things pop up. And if you have to wait for your paycheck to be able to handle those certain things, it can put you in a really bad situation. So having earning as a tool to use when necessary so that, say, you end up blowing a tire and you need the money to pay for another tire because you can't drive your car on a donut for 2 weeks waiting on a check. Earning is there to be able to help you make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in argument under podcast. When you sign up, it really helps the show. Argument under podcast, subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And then we have another sponsor who has become a staple in the Tanksley household, and that is Next Evil. Listen, I like sleep. My husband likes sleep, but apparently his body don't sometimes. And I love to relax. And Nextivo is a product that gives us both of those at a premium level. Okay, so listen, some things just don't mix, like oil and water. Our bodies can't absorb CBD oil well. So when you reach for oil-based CBD products, you could be absorbing as low as 6% of what's on the label. Nextivo Naturals, develop a proprietary water-soluble form of CBD clinically tested multiple times, which is proven to work faster, absorb 4 times better, so you can stay calmer or sleep during the stressful time of the year. CBD only works if it gets into your body, and only Nextivo has proven they're all natural gummies and capsules, absorb 4 times better than most oil-based products. Marcus, tell them how you usually use Nextivos to get to sleep.
Look, anybody that knows me knows that my brain torments me in the night. All right, I lay down and I will be sleepy and be wide awake. I use their CBD sleep, which one is the triple?
It's action. A triple action CBD, I think, sleep gummies.
Yeah, make no, sure it's not the gummies. It's the, I moved from the gummies. I don't, the triple action is not the gummy. Anyway, they relax me, they relax my mind, and I'm able to get me a real good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Take it like 30 minutes to an hour before I go to bed, and it is great.
Now listen, it's not well known, but CBD isn't actually an oil, but other companies often dissolve it in oil because it's a cheap and easy way to make products like tinctures and gummies. CBD only works if your body absorbs it. So Nextivo had the hard work and created a unique proprietary water-soluble form of CBD. Their products absorb faster, better, and more delicious with no hempy aftertaste. With so many choices, you can trust the brand with data. Nextivo products are proven to absorb 4 times better than most oil-based products, and they work fast, absorption starting in just 10 minutes. You can now try their brand new Extra Strength Daily Wellness CBD gummies that are 2 times stronger than regular strength. I love to take them during the day, especially during a busy work day, because it keeps me keeps my stress levels low, because the stress doesn't actually help me work faster, but it keeps my stress levels low so that I can focus and get the job done. Don't waste your time with oil-based CBD that might not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions from Nextivo. Go to Nextivo.com and use promo code ARGUE to get 25% off. That's 25% off at Nextevo.com, promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE. So what?
No, I'm letting you talk.
Oh no, I'm just going to address something real quick. So there's a few people in here. It'll be a segment where me and you are supposed to disagree. And there's a few people, I see them say it all the time. Mark is just arguing for the sake of arguing. For one, sometimes that be the point of the segment, and they always say that. Mm-hmm. Two, y'all talking about my silence is like, oh, he ain't saying nothing now. If y'all paid attention during that ad, Angel didn't give me the space to follow up behind argue.
Oh, they were saying on the ad,
you know, we got angel wings out there that are hard and faithful for angels. So they're going to be like,
I didn't even
look at him. He ain't even saying nothing. She didn't give me the room to say nothing.
I didn't even notice.
Always a villain. It's fine. But
no, I was just like, they be on me. They be on my head.
It be people. I'm sure go back. They always say, look at him. He just arguing. That be the point of the segment.
So you just wanted to address it?
Yeah, I just wanted to address that. This is what happens when you let people into your marriage. You get other people saying shit.
No, but I definitely can't wait to see the comments of this one because I am blown away by our different.
I said I get it. I completely get where you're coming from.
Do you know?
I honestly remember him saying the time y'all having that conversation.
See, that's a piece of
information. I definitely could have been ignoring that. I don't remember that at all.
That's a piece of information we could have started that you could have said earlier.
No, I get it. I said I get where you're coming from.
And I definitely heard you say it, but I also want you to just take in when you really be getting like what I'm saying and understanding where I'm coming from, there is a whole different tone and vibe that you tell me it in. Then when there's the, I just want to stop talking about this, there's a whole nother tone and vibe.
That's what you're taking from it. When I say I get it, you will project how you think I'm taking it or what I'm doing at the time. When I say I get it, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. Now, the vibe that you're getting is not me. That's you.
No.
Okay. This is when I tell you I get something and I truly get it. You mean I have to come to you to make sure that you feel a certain way about me saying I understand it versus what I actually understand?
No, that's not what I mean at all. That's not what I mean at all. There is, for instance, because of the point that you were continuing to make about you could have texted and been outside. You could have texted. What that lets me know is that you don't get the main point of what I'm saying, because that is a mute thing.
But I then said, I do get the main point. You were still mad that I said that. I said, no, I get where you're coming from. I should have been out there at 8:45 when the driver agreed if that's what was discussed. I said, I get that.
You said, the next time, just leave. Next time, just leave.
No, because you already said, next time, I'm just going to leave. And I said, okay, the next time, leave.
So what I'm saying is, then honestly, then you don't get the point of that if I am performing, the how I communicate to try to find you all shouldn't actually even exist because I shouldn't have to be trying to find other grown adults.
You've made that point, and I said I understand it by me saying, yes, I should have been out there at 8:45. If not 8:44, waiting for the driver just like you. I said I understand that. I said I get that.
And then the point that you were getting ready to make that you stopped making.
Here's the thing. The point that I stopped making was never said. If I said never mind, how come I couldn't just work that out in my mind and be like, that's not going to help this situation? Or, oh no, maybe that point is not valid and just stop that point. Just because I was about to make a point and I stop it, that was in here. That's personal. That's mine. I don't have to finish it because you want me to.
I know. You didn't.
I know, but you were trying to force me to make, what's the point? What's the point? I said, no, that point don't matter. I said multiple times, that point don't matter.
The reason why I asked.
Why?
The reason why? Because if that point that almost creeped into your head and out of your mouth went back to anything about what I should have, could have done in regards to helping you all, then I know mentally your face is switching.
Oh, because I'm a little frustrated. Go ahead.
Oh, please. I want to hear.
Because you're saying the key point to that, if that point, but that point didn't come all the way through my head and out of my mouth.
No, I didn't say if it came out of your mouth. I said the point that was almost out of your mouth that came into your head. If it was about this, I don't know if it was. That's the reason why I was asking. So even if it didn't make it out your mouth.
But even if it was about this, that's something I worked out internally with my own mind. I worked that out myself. I didn't need to finish the statement. Does that not?
You worked it out yourself.
I didn't need to finish that statement. If I start to say something and I stop, I have the right to stop saying it. Okay. So my frustration is you having a problem with me stopping that and then not saying, telling you what I was about to say.
You can have that frustration.
Okay, that's what I told you. That's what I'm frustrated about.
I wanted to know. I'm glad you told me. You can have that frustration. It won't change how I still felt about
it. Okay. I can't control the way you feel about me not doing that. That's why I'm saying, okay, that doesn't change.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, no. You don't have to... The whole point of it was when I brought up that I was in my feelings about y'all not coming up, you gaslit the shit out of me. You said you should have texted me. You stayed on that point for a while.
Because I thought you were angry because the searching and searching. And I was just like, why didn't you just come in and not search? That's why I misunderstood where you come from. And then you made the point of, no, this was a discussion. This is what we're supposed to do. Y'all should have been out there. Then after we got through that, I said, you're right. I get it. That's not the point. That's the point.
Okay. Oh, and to close this out, I think I missed that you were honestly trying to see my point because your tone and your, for the lack of a better term, cocky energy about you could have, should have did this did not change. There was no, the sincerity was completely overwritten through sarcasm.
Okay. But the last point that I made was, I understand, I get it.
Yeah, and I'm saying it was completely overwritten with this.
With what I said before.
No, with the sarcasm.
Okay.
This is how you delivered it. Let me tell you, this is how you deliver it. I get it, Angel. I get it. Do you understand how it's hard to read your body
yes.
language? That's it.
All right.
It wasn't projection. It was literally what I was seeing.
Okay.
And this caused an argument. And I didn't mind. Listen, I was going to stay in that because we're going to have many more performances. Okay, so we're going to, Damien came in. Marcus is right.
Oh, look, Damien, I ain't got to be right. It's all good. I'm not looking to be right. Like Angel, I just want her to understand where I'm coming from. She just wants me to understand where she's coming from. Where I was coming from is, I get your point. She didn't like the delivery of, I get your point.
Yeah.
And a lot of times with us, I'm going to be completely transparent. Me understanding, a lot of times the way I say, okay, I get it, Angel don't receive that in a good way, because maybe it's not said in a good way. But I truly do be like, I get it. I understand. I hear you. I get it. Then she was, but no, you, because of the way I say it. So that's when I be like, that's where the sarcasm, and it's this is called communication, y'all.
Yeah, you know, it's, I think for me, it's probably a little bit of like a me having what's the word? Like traces of previous arguments of ours that I am like more so recalling, because in our arguments, a lot of times Marcus will shut the argument down to not have to keep staying.
Yeah, because one thing about me in regular conversation, in meetings, and in disagreement and argument, I don't like talking in circles. We could be in the middle of a meeting. Once a point's been said, why are we saying this again? We don't move on from that. So with me being that type of thing, it's like, okay, I understand that. Now we're going to move to this. And something else get brought up that was already discussed. I'm like, that's where then I get frustrated. I'm like, all right, whatever. All right, if we're going to stay and circle that parking lot, I want to walk down the street now. I don't want to circle the parking lot no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is what you all were witnessing in the Tanksley argument.
Absolutely. This is the thing. Hold on. Fuck them cars. Look, this is the thing. People. Look. People.
Don't get frustrated at the people.
I'm not. No, I'm not frustrated at the people. A little bit. Not them. Not people that I'm watching right now. They comments. But people see stuff like this, and they never see stuff like this out of nobody on a podcast or a show or something that's not a reality show that's scripted. So when they see this, oh, why that? Oh, why that? Like, you ain't never had a disagreement with somebody.
Yeah.
This is called marriage. If you can't have a situation like this and work through it, you will never be in any healthy relationship. I don't care if it's professional, work, family. If you can't have a disagreement, feel a certain way and want to hold, stand 10 toes down, even if you're not fully saying what you mean or fully understand where that person's coming from, if y'all ain't willing to work through that, you will never have a successful relationship with anything. And people see this, they're like, oh, people saying it's awkward. Let me hear one of the mild arguments you done had with somebody. Put it in front of the camera in front of a bunch of people and see what people say. Some of the things that you said that you can't take back. Some of the things that you said that you regret, or some of the things you said that you contradicted yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't used to, while we will watch a fight, people physically get in, physical, yeah, straight up,
not professional.
But having people like argue in a way that's not like, and you black mother, blah, right, bloop, 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 but like actually like, you pissing me off in this moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay in this conversation with you because we going to get to some, right, sort of level, is not what people are. I think is not what people are used to experiencing. And while they might listen to someone arguing, it's kind of like they want to like hide and listen,
right,
versus it being like, you stuck in here with us because you watching the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, ain't no, yeah, and like I said, me and Angel, we've done this a few times on camera, and I always see, you know, people, you get the, like the people that are completely irrational. There's one person that's going to comment, and I think I'm about to block that bitch. Because no. I can't stand her. She just be way left field, just on some stuff. Sometimes she seems sane. Most times she seems very irrational. And I honestly think she's like mentally off, and you know who you are. You about to get blocked. Anyway, I want you to see this part though. But people, they don't, this is like a normality to to disagreement in family and relationships. And people act like it's abnormal. They'll be like, oh, you know, oh, they you know, that's, look, she's probably going to end up messing somebody. Oh, he probably cheated. We've been together going on 17, married, going on 17 years. Yeah. And what y'all just saw was an argument. Y'all done threw, there's people out there that done throw dishes, flip tables with people that they lay down in the bed with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the thing that, yeah, that person is absolutely not in Patreon, I can tell. And this is like just a normal part of any relationship. You got family that you don't put your hands on. Cousins. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And people are watching that, and they'll talk about, oh, did y'all see so-and-so? And then look at them like everything's good the next time you see them. Mm-hmm. Versus a disagreement or a coming of minds or whatever we have. This is like, yeah, it, to me, is normal stuff. I could sit and watch somebody go through something like this and not think anything of it. It always baffles me when people get uncomfortable with something like this.
I guess I kind of get it. I can understand.
I take it back. I do understand being uncomfortable, but not seeing it as just a normal thing.
Right.
If you in a relationship, if you married or in a relationship, and if y'all never disagree, somebody's lying. Because that's called perfect. And nothing's perfect.
Oh, my God.
Me and my husband, we've been together for 40 years. And we've never been in an argument because he can go vent to his other woman.
Oh, no.
Or she's venting to her other man.
Oh, no.
I ain't saying y'all got to fight and yell and all of that. But a simple back and forth of, no, I don't feel that way. You know, somebody's being too submissive. Somebody's not saying their true feelings. I ain't saying this got to get ugly, but if y'all are doing something like that, y'all might see it as normal, but somebody else watching might be uncomfortable by it.
I do think it is more common than not.
Oh yeah, Eric, I went there.
It is more common than not for people in close relationships to have arguments. I'm not saying every day, but they have arguments. What is uncommon is uncommon goods. And they are a sponsor of today's podcast. Okay. If you want to hear where'd you get that this holiday season, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. And here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site. Okay. So something that it's going to probably sound weird to y'all, but I really think I want to get it. It's a stocking stuffer that I want to get for my son, but I'm actually going to switch it up. They have these beautiful, they're called geode state ornaments. I want to actually turn it into a keychain for him. It's this beautiful stone that they shaped into the states with this gold trim. They also have the 12 days of hot sauce, which I know I can send to my Kentucky friends because who don't be using hot sauce? They also have these really pretty customizable photo prints. It's called the Intersection of Love. And it'll have the last name of me, so I can have more, or my maiden name, and then that's the first street on top, and then the last name of Tanksley. So it's like two streets that are intersecting, the intersection of love. They also have a lot of beautiful ornaments, as well as they have a create your own reel viewer. You remember those back in the day that you held up to your eyes and you pushed the thing, but you can have like the photos that you wanted, which I think is pretty cool.
The view, I can't remember. Yeah.
So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade and made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere, from art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. And with each purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 for nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/argue.
Argue.
That's uncommongoods.com/argue.
Argue.
For 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Absolutely. Y'all heard the pause behind Argue when she said
I surely missed
it. No, it wasn't you.
No. I'm saying I missed that I didn't pause.
Oh, yeah. He was like, so Argue to get the. I was like,
I completely missed it.
Oh, okay, it'd be the second. Because a lot of times you skip the first one. I was like, all right, I'll pick up the second one. Argue to get the. All right.
It wasn't until you brought it up.
No, because I saw the comment. It was like, oh, he over here quiet. I'm like, y'all, she didn't give me time to say Argue.
Oh, no. I knew you would. When I saw that little cheek twitch.
Yeah, you were like, why your face twitch? Because I'm frustrated. That's why my face is twitching.
I said, go on, tell me about the frustration, baby. I'm glad we had that. I'm glad we had it on camera. I think it actually went better because it was on camera, to be honest. It really made us use our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. It really made us.
Like, you had your little podcast performance now.
With it being on camera, would you say? Oh, thank you. With it being on camera, one, he couldn't walk away as he tried to.
Right.
No, you did. You said next, moving on. And I was like, no.
We could have moved on from here because I already got your point.
No. What I'm saying is that in a argument that if we were having and they weren't here, you physically could leave.
But I don't physically be leaving arguments. You leave because I'm like, all right, I get it. You usually the one that walks off. I rarely walk away. You think I'd be walking away? I'm going to record the next one so y'all can see it. I'd be like, look, see, I told y'all, look at her walking out. Then she'd be like, nah, I was going to get my water. And then she's going to come back.
Yeah. I'm like,
sit down.
What? You're moving on. Change the subject. It's definitely
a version of
you walking out of the conversation of we're not saying the same shit over and over and over and over again. So.
Liar.
So this was us being on this podcast forced him to stay in the.
I don't be walking away though.
Okay, we'll take that off the table that you don't walk away. Do you not end the discussion?
Absolutely. Okay. When I see us doing burnouts in that parking lot and we ain't getting nowhere, we gonna end this. If we not willing to cruise down the street and get to the point that's gonna say, all right, you here, I'm there, we here now.
I can say this. If I bring the argument to you to where you are, you do not walk away.
Huh? That's lies. What you mean to where I am?
Say you're tinkering on your car.
Oh, you saying physically? I thought you were saying if I lean in to agree with you.
No. If I physically bring the argument to where you are, you won't walk away.
Because I got to finish what I'm working on.
If you walk in to where I'm at and I begin the discussion of.
Uh-huh. Because a lot of times I'm standing up. I'm like, I just want to go sit down. I'm too mad to sit down in front of you.
You walk away.
No, you know why I walk away? I'd be like, all right, Angel, I get it. And I do. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do.
Thank you.
But you be catching me. Angel catch me in transition to do something else. My hands would be full. He's like, so earlier. I'm like,
he tried to add all these caveats. His hands ain't never
full. Yeah, dude, you said if I walk into where you at, you sitting on the bed comfortable, crisscross applesauce. So earlier, I'm like, here we go with this shit. What I do now? Then she's like, this, and this. I'm like, no, this, and this. No, this is this. Look. And then we go. I'm just like, I'm tired of standing here. I don't want to sit down in this room.
You don't want to sit then down I leave. In the room?
Not out of the room.
Yeah, so this made it so that he really did. He thought he was shutting down. Moving on. Or no. Let's sit in here and let's get to the nugget of it. Listen, our therapist, last argument we had before this, my therapist had to intervene. She even was like, I'm sorry, I think I made it worse.
Oh, no, it was one thing she did. She definitely made it worse. I said, that's not a fair question. I was like, there's no right answer to that question. She was like, I am sorry, I did. I was like, there's no way for me to answer this question and be in a neutral point. She said, yo, I did. And at the end, she was like, I did set you up. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah.
Even therapists ain't perfect. So your ass ain't.
Okay, so you asked me a question off camera since you don't want to do burning
y'all
questions.
Y'all see, no, we can do the questions. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready to do them yet. I've been trying to change my vocabulary because I still call the old school term, and that is offensive. It's crisscross applesauce.
Oh, yeah, crisscross applesauce. Yeah, instead of the other way.
I started that this year. Just to let you know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'll be feeling like Frank on Everybody Loves Raymond.
No, because we barely got any time left, so that's the reason why. You were asking, this is going to be such a random term. Turn. I'm writing a song currently about going back.
I'll tell it. Don't let us tell it. I want to tell about my tip.
Going back to when I was 23 and kind of recreating the feeling of being around your crush, but there's been nobody has like made an official move. And you asked the question.
Because I said for guys, a lot of time, like, she first of all started the question off with something about summertime and, you know, what does that feel like?
Yeah, I was asking him as I was like freestyling the words. I said, what was your favorite thing about summertime in your 20s? I was like, when you met, well, it was like when me and you started dating. I said, while you were whoring around.
And I was just like, for me, it was always like, for one, especially in Kentucky, you get a change of season, unlike California. So change of season is warm. You back outside. You having a good time. I said the most fun part was being around or being in environments or at events or around women that I didn't already know, because that's like the potential. And I said for us, I said for guys, sometimes it's kind of like an adrenaline rush of like seeing like a target of like, oh, she, you know, oh, I'm feeling her. Let me try to go talk to her. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's kind of like an adrenaline thing a little bit.
I said, that's got to be a fun game to be like, let me see what I can land, what I want to land, and if I can land it. Like going into a place with a bunch of like women that you don't know, and there being a couple of those women that you actually find attractive, and figuring out, can I make this happen?
Yeah. So I was like, it's kind of adrenaline. I said, then I asked, what is it like for y'all? As the usually, you know, and generally being the chasee,
yeah,
the prey, you know?
You know what? It depends. In the song that I'm writing, it's from the perspective of I already have a crush on somebody. So, for instance, with me and Marcus, I had already, before we and him had started dating, I already had a crush on you. I'd already interacted with you mm-hmm. enough times to know that I was just like, yes. And if he ever were to go ahead and make a move, I'll probably, my head will implode. So it would be about, oh, I show up to an event. Oh, this, he's here. Okay. What should I like? Should I walk by? I'm not trying to be thirsty, so I don't really want to go up and speak to him first. But like, I also want to make sure we connect. Yeah. And like also, but then also navigating that other dudes might be trying to holler at me and being like, now, how do I navigate that?
Yeah.
Am I going to give this dude like a chance to kind of holler at me? But I also don't want him to cock block just in case this is the time that Marcus actually wants to say
and
something.
And see, for us, it's like, I need to go holler at her before anybody else does.
And that's what I'm saying. You can feel that energy of like, and then Shantae just brought it up. Don't let me go be in an outfit that I know I look good in. Don't let me be in a good shape, which I was in most of my 20s, and be able to have my stomach out or have the very little titties I did have, like, positioned right. Then it would be like, okay, I know somebody going to holler at me. Is it going to be somebody that completely creeps me out?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be
most likely?
Unfortunately... I would say at least 8 times out of 10, a lot of the guys that would like be confident enough to like say something, it's just like, I wouldn't even sit on your face. Like, this is not even like there's no potential for this. And then also trying to like match up, because I was a bit of a shy girl. I also couldn't take dudes that were like hella fine, but too aggressive. Because it would make me recoil just a little. It's like finding somebody that had that right balance of, don't make me go so into my church girl self that I'm just like, but you like, you kind of bring the conversation out of me. It doesn't feel so sexual the entire time. Because sometimes dudes be so sleazy, like, you just look. And it's just like, I don't need all of that. I know I look cute right now. You ain't got to make me feel like you want to have sex with me in front of everybody.
Yeah. No, I was telling Angel, that was one thing. I would never seek out the girl that looked like she was looking for attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the girl that's like sitting over in the corner with her friends or just holding a conversation, not being obvious. Like Angel said, and I realized this, you know, back then too, is a lot of times a girl will set herself up for you to say something to them. Dudes are just stupid thinking they they be the ones. But I would never seek those ones out that like, y'all, you looking for attention right now?
Yeah.
That's not, I'm not interested in that. That ain't my thing. You going to get your, that's why I said I will never be a fanboy. I will never be in the social club of a group of dudes. Literally, I've seen a group of dudes will stand around and talk to one girl. I was like, that is the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life. I want the girls off on the side somewhere, the little group. Oh, who's that over in them jeans? Let me go over and see what she's talking about. Excuse me. And don't let it be a group of friends, because it's real easy to talk to a girl when it's all of her friends around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that when you look?
Oh, get me all the smoke. I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? I'm like, oh, hi. I'm like, what's your name? Especially, and that's, you get the energy of how you are doing from the friends, not even her. They be like, okay, girl. It's like, oh, okay, I'm in there. Look, this is a game. I don't have to use it no more, so I'm going to spread this to my sons. Because you go over and say something to them, they're just like, we talking, then you already know. You trash. Just walk away.
She's not interested at all. So when I saw you in front of UK, in front of those dorms, did you not see me?
I did not.
Okay.
I couldn't. You had on the Van Helsing hat.
It was not that big. It was a very like Angel, Mary J. Blige.
Angel had on his massive hat.
It wasn't massive. That hat wasn't massive.
The brim was enormous.
It was a bucket hat.
If you're watching, this is how much of Angel's face I could see.
It was kind of like a J-Lo-like-ish bucket hat.
you ain't gonna speak. And I was like, who the hell, who's this heifer? And I like raised her, raised the thing up, because it was like a wedding veil. I couldn't see her face. I was like, oh, what's up?
I was just like, because I was leaving. I'd actually had left. I went to the car. And I walked right on back. I was like,
when is he going to say something to me? Silly ass. I can't see. I don't know as you.
He talked to every other girl.
Damn right.
Up in there.
Planting seeds.
I was like, I said, which one of these hoes?
Get my number out like a business card.
I was like, which one of these hoes is his girlfriend so I don't get fought up in here? And I was like, now how can I talk to him and not piss off his girlfriend if he has one here?
Gee.
And that was the, you can't speak? That's what that was. Mm-hmm. That took every bit of courage that I had in my body. And I had to borrow some for some other people because I did not. And the fact of the matter is, dudes have been talking to me that whole day. And some of the guys that were highly sought after that did not go to UK as well, they went to other schools, have been talking to me, have been, somebody asked Courtney and said, Angel, you were shy. You were that shy?
Hell, oh, Angel was extremely shy.
If it came to somebody that I actually was attracted to, yeah, I was like, oh, bubble guts. Very much so.
It was
what?
It was crazy is that particular event, I walked in with an entourage of chicks.
I was like, one of
the thing is, it was none of the girls was I was talking to, interested in, or anything. I don't remember what we were leaving something, and we all just happened to go there together. So it was literally me, one dude, and like five or six girls that walked in with us, and we all walked in together. Well, not in because it was an outdoor event. But we were all walking together, and I was like, well, at least I don't look like a bum, like I can't get nobody.
Yeah.
But my mind was not on any of them. I don't even think my mind was on trying to holler at anybody. I was just trying to go to the event and, you know, just see what it was. And then later on when she told me, she was like, well, you had all those girls around you. I was like, oh, them? It's almost like they weren't cousins because we weren't really close like that, but it was like no interest. Either way, they weren't interested in me either. It was just like, we just happened to go there together.
I didn't want no smoke from no chick. I was like, he could definitely be dating one of these girls up here. Probably was.
Nah. It was a one, look, just to let y'all know how reckless I was. When I seen you in the club, 4th of July, I ain't give it. I was hoping her boyfriend was in the spot.
That day, I looked amazing. Uh-huh. I had on these python print pants. Right, they were low rise, and then it was like J-Lo had wore a top like this. It was like almost like French. It was crop top. It had long sleeves, but it was off-white. It was off the shoulder, long sleeves. It almost like a peasant top, but there was no, my stomach was out. Stomach looked great, and the python pants came up. It was very, it was giving 1990s video vixen type of ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went up, I danced with Angel, twerked it all up on me, backed it up on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot in there. You know, I was one of them dudes, I walk around with the towel all the time. We got done dancing, I wiped the sweat off her back and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I was dancing hard too. I was like, oh, because that's,
I didn't even ask if you had
it.
I didn't,
2000, it was the 2000s. It was. So back that thing up was the new hot song. And that's when I could actually drop it like it's hot. Drop. Over and over again. I can't do it now. But I could then. I was like, oh, you about to get all these moves, sir.
I was like, let this walk up on me tonight.
Dancing, I wasn't shy. That's where I could get
you. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do some things that I probably shouldn't, but I will. I will. And I'll be like, I'm just dancing.
At that time, I was like, you know, she got a boyfriend. I don't care. But I had to leave club that night because it was two very strong prospects of mine. I was like, y'all, it's too many in here. I got to go. I got to go. That's why I danced with her, because I was like, I could have been like, oh, no, she got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, that's my roommate's little brother. That's exactly, because I was still roommates with your sister. I was like, oh, that's just my roommate's little brother. Yeah. So that's what that's really what it was like in my 20s. It was very much so, if I had a crush on somebody, I would be shy and trying to like, you know, or if it was somebody that was like sought after, I would be very nervous. But when it came to a lot of guys, it would just be like, you either the energy was too freaking strong, and I'm just like, it feels rapey. Like, why is your energy like this?
No, I just walked up.
Or they'd be.
I was like, hey, just hugged. I was like, how you doing? And then I don't know if I asked you to dance or if you just started dancing. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you
but
asked
she put
to
that dance. Thing on me. I was like, I'm gonna
I don't
let
think
her.
I ever faced him during that dance.
She didn't. And I said, I'm gonna let him.
I was like, you gonna get this ass said, all across your crotch.
She want this.
Is that what you said to yourself?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Then I turned around. Hey!
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm going to run over here, grab some drink. Walk around the corner. Oh, hey! I was like, y'all, we got to go. We got to go right now.
Dummy. All right, you guys. We're going to get up out of here. I got to shoot some content. As always, please check out our sponsors, EveryPlate, BetterHelp, Next Evo, Uncommon Goods, and Earning. Please use our URL codes, our promo codes. Get those discounts on us. Let them know that we sent you. You can follow me at That's Your Angel across all platforms. You can, of course, still be streaming One Margarita. More music is coming soon. And hopefully Mama Likes will have a box before the end of the year. You got anything?
Yeah, y'all can find me on, I ain't got nothing new. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, Beard and Body Butter. It's called Man Shit. You can go to M-A-N-S-H-Y-T and check that out. Also, if you're listening, you can watch this on
YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Please subscribe and you'll get to see all the stuff. You'll get to see the shoes because we're going to insert the fantastic shoes that allowed Marcus to win the
Absolutely.
Best shoe of the night.
And if you're watching, you can also listen to this.
Everywhere where podcasts are found.
Everywhere where podcasts are found. And last week, I don't know why YouTube be treating me this way. Nobody got the, only a few people got the notification from my other podcast, Let Us Tell It. So that went up on Friday as it does usually. So go check that out. It's going to look and sound a little different, but
period.
We're going to fix that.
All right, you guys, we will talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.